Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome to episode 60. Today, I have my first interview back since the relaunch of my podcast, which is now, as you know, the Look on the Bright Side podcast. It was so important for me to not only bring conversations that I think can support you from my own expertise, research, and experiences, but I want to bring men and women here that can support you in thinking more abundantly. And so in today's interview, I'm bringing forth someone that I know personally. Her name is Michelle Thames. She is someone that I've gotten to know over the last 11 years that I've been in business because guess what? We both started out as natural hair and beauty influencers, growing successful YouTube channels and getting thrown into digital marketing. Present day, Michelle has her own social media agency called Thames Media Solutions, located in Chicago. Now, what has me mind blown is that our paths have followed a very similar trajectory in that we're both now doing social media, digital marketing, and branding, which is so awesome because when I left YouTube, I sort of kind of left behind a lot of the people that I developed relationships with. But now, because Michelle is also in this social media, digital marketing industry, we end up in lots of the same spaces. And we've hosted rooms together on Clubhouse. We've both participated at some of the same summits and events. And we've even been on some of the same social media campaigns, which is really cool. That being said, I'm so excited to have Michelle on as a guest. Our interview starts off with Michelle sharing how she lost her job. Like the biggest devastation that can happen to a pair of new parents ever. And how she persevered after this experience. Our conversation will then go into the creation of her new company. And at the very end, she'll be sharing some important lessons on how you can grow your brand authentically. I hope you're ready and I hope you enjoy. Today's episode of Look on the Bright Side podcast is brought to you by Black Realtors. Home ownership is the key to generational wealth, but buying or selling a home is a big decision, and there are a number of questions you may have about the process, like how do I get started? What is a pre-approval? Are there first-time home buyer programs in my area? You need a real estate agent on your side who you can trust to look out for your best interests. Let Black Realtors help you. They're a network of some of the best Black Realtors in the country, and they have a team of people that will be on your side to help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They can help you find a lender, find a home, and help you close on that home. Visit blackrealtors.com and let them help you find the home of your dreams. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and I love to laugh, dance, and travel. But what I do best is talk. I'm here using my gift to inspire and empower you to live a life filled with positivity and abundance. Welcome to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. As you know, the Look on the Bright Side podcast has been relaunched. It used to be the Janelle B. Stewart podcast, and that's where I would just talk about like all things, whatever. But I wanted to encourage women to be more inspired, to have more of an abundance mindset and think positive and also think big. So I felt like Look on the Bright Side was a great name for the podcast. And with that, when I was looking for women and men that I wanted to bring on to be guests, it was important to me to find people who I felt really embodied that. You were absolutely hands down one of the first people that I wanted to interview for this podcast because of the nature of what you do. Let us know who you are for people who don't already know a little bit about you.
Yes, I am so excited about this. So again, my name is Michelle Thames. I'm a social media strategist and a digital content creator and influencer. I've been, like Janelle said, doing this going on 12 years now. It's crazy to even say that, like, starting off as a natural hair blogger with a YouTube channel, one of my videos just ended up going viral. This was back when Marley twists were super hot. And I had like no idea what I was even doing. I'm like, okay, this is like kind of going viral. It's like people watching my page. It's like people following me. So I'm like, oh my gosh, okay, this is something. And I was like, okay, I have something. I just got to keep running with it because, I mean, we started with Afro Bella and Curly Nikki, so many amazing people who started, you know, blogging. I had no idea what this was. And I'm just really happy that I fell into this because I really did fall into it. I didn't have any passions or anything. I was just going to work in my healthcare job, like with no, like, outside, like extracurricular activities. I mean, my husband at the time, he was my boyfriend. He was like, you need to find something that you really like to do, like, cause not just go shopping and party all the time. Cause that's all that I used to do was go shopping and party. So,
I mean, you were in your 20s. You're allowed to just go shopping and party in your 20s.
Yeah, I was in my 20s, but I felt like I just didn't have like something. Like all my friend, like my husband, he had basketball and he was a coach and he had things that he loved to do. And like, I just was wasting money like shopping. But anyway, I created my blog Happily Ever Natural and then my YouTube channel and really, you know, started to just post videos to inspire other women who are going through their natural hair journey and started to connect with people like you and go to so many different events. Like back in the day, I was out here networking at all of the events, trying to figure out who everybody was, all the brand people, all the influencers. There were some people that were nice. There were some people that weren't nice. It was a really, I mean, I know, you know, so it was a really just amazing opportunity for me to network. And then I got fired from my job in 2016 as I was working in healthcare and I had a master's degree. And I'm like, oh my gosh, like, what am I going to do? Like, you know, I got to start all over. Like, who, what is my family going to think? Like, but I don't really want to do healthcare. Like, so what do I do? And then I just started to really think about how to strategically go about creating this life that I want, because it wasn't healthcare. It was something that I wanted to do on my terms, something that I love to do. And I'm like, Michelle, you love social media, so why not make this a job? So I ended up manifesting a job with one of the largest hair care and beauty brands in the world. I mean, they're like so big now, and I helped them to build that foundation of their social media.
Now, the company that Michelle is talking about is called Mielle Organics, and they are the number one growth and moisture brand created by a Black woman. And Michelle had an integral role in developing their social media strategy. If you ever attended a natural hair event where Mielle Organics was featuring or was sponsoring or was having a table or something, you also saw Michelle. So she was someone who was working hand in hand with the brand to build up their presence by way of social media. And what was really interesting about this job for Michelle is that she had absolutely no background in this at all.
It was just amazing opportunity. Like there, you know, it was so amazing to work there. I learned so much. I really appreciate the experience because they took a chance on me. Like, I don't have a marketing degree. Like, I don't have background in marketing. It was just off of, like you said, my content creation. Like, they saw what I can do and, you know, wanted me to come in and help their company. And it was just a really great experience to learn all of that. I mean, from influencer marketing to email marketing, content creation, photo shoots and running campaigns and Black Friday. Like, I learned so much. Trade shows. Oh, my gosh. So learning so much. So
after a very short time working with Mielle Organics, Michelle started to feel this calling on her to do something different. And what I love about the next part of this conversation is Michelle's obedience and ability to step out on faith.
It was always on my heart. God just said, you know, you have to like do your own thing. I'm like, now? It's only been 2 years. And it's like, I had this nagging feeling and I just couldn't. I couldn't let it go because I felt like I was letting my brand fall to the wayside because I was so engulfed in this company, which, you know, I absolutely love working and I got the experience, but I still felt like I had my own identity and I felt really connected. It was hard for me actually to like disconnect to be from Michelle, from Mielle. I'm like, you have to do something so drastic in order for you to make this change, Michelle. And the only thing that you're going to do is you're going to quit. And so I talked to my husband. I'm like, babe, God is telling me to quit. And it's like this feeling that I can't get rid of. And until I do it, I don't think that I'm going to be able to sleep anymore. And we had the conversation, talked about it, and I quit. And I left, you know, a dream job, because let's be honest, I got to travel the world. I got to go to London and Jamaica and all these amazing places and meet all these amazing people and be a part of something so amazing. But sometimes you just have to bet on yourself. And I just had to let go. And I just had to, you know, leave and start my own company. That's where I started my social media agency. And we help businesses with social media management and also doing like one-on-one. So it was just a crazy and not crazy, but just overwhelming and really winding, ever-ending journey. So it was just amazing. And that's who I am. And here I am today.
For people who may be thinking that they want to work with you, can you share a little bit about what is the type of person or business or entity that you take on as a client in case they're like, I might want to work with her. She knows what she's talking about.
Yes, totally. So we work with, if you're an influencer, small business owner, or creative. So if you have a personal brand, I can work with you one-on-one to help you on social media. I have Instagram intensive, also VIP days. We also work with product-based brands for our social media management. So if you're a beauty or lifestyle brand, we can work with you to help you manage your social media. Me and my team will take over your social media for you so that you have the time back in your day to do the other important things that you need to do in your business. Will help you create content, come up with content ideas, all those things. I also have a ton of courses if you would like to work with me that way. I have courses to help you on social media as well and understanding it better. So
a couple key things that I want to highlight, and this is why my podcast episodes will never be 5 minutes, is because I like to reflect on things that people say and even things I say. If you're listening on the Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Spotify or wherever, there may be some things from this interview that you didn't hear in the beginning that will be exclusive to my patrons. So you might want to check out the video version and see us ladies chatting. One of the things I want to just go back to that I think will be a great thing to discuss is how you got fired. You gave yourself a day. She was like, you got 24 hours, Michelle, to get it together. That's it. And then you manifested a career that put you in the trajectory you were in. So how much time after you got fired did you get the job with Mielle? What was that time frame?
Yeah, so that's even crazy. So I got fired in September, like 3 days before my birthday. Like, me and my husband were going on a birthday trip to LA on my 30th birthday. Oh, we still went and had a great time. We still went and had a great time. And then I ended up getting unemployment. So I didn't think that I would get unemployment because, like, it's so many different laws and all these things when you're fired or whatever. But I was fired for like no reason at all. Like, there was no reason that I was fired. So I ended up getting unemployment. They didn't fight it. And I ended up getting like the max unemployment that you can get, like, in my state for like anybody. So I'm like, oh my God, this is just like crazy. All this is happening. And it was 6 months, and like 2 days after my unemployment ended is when I got the opportunity to work at Mielle Organics. I put on Facebook, if anybody's looking for a social media manager, to hit me up. And that next week I went to an event and ran into Monique, and she was like, yeah, I've been thinking about you. I have a position open and I would love for you to come to the office. And then it was like 6 months in a day when my unemployment ended. And then that's when the opportunity at Mielle happened.
Wow. When I hear things like that, it just takes me to a place where I think about the power of God and how he opens up opportunities for us, and how, you know, obviously losing your job in that moment. Did you have your daughter already? Yeah. So being a mom with a baby, you have responsibilities, and you're like, what are we supposed to do? But he's like, I have to close this door for you so this other door could open, right? So for me, when I hear that, I'm just like, when I hear stories like this, I'm like, that's exactly what had to happen to make this a possibility. Because 12 years later, in order for you to have your own business, you had to be in a position where you could receive that job that was a stepping stone for you to be able to make this business right now. And if it hadn't happened, you wouldn't have been ready for it, right? So I just love hearing things like that. It brings chills down my body. So yes, I love that. And then I love how you made the decision. You had this feeling that made you say, it's time for me to leave. How long after being with Mael did you decide you were going to quit?
It was 2 years. It was 2 years. So I started in 2017. I got fired from my job, my healthcare job, in 2016, started my own in 2017, and I left in 2019 and started my business in 2020.
Okay. Awesome. So the journey, y'all, is not always going to be straight. It's not always going to be straight, and you may not understand what is going on, but you took that leap of faith, and clearly you had your husband's support, who he was saying, this is what you got to do. Like, let's get it going to build your confidence and to have your back. So I love your husband for that, because there are a lot of women who their husband would have not been okay with that. What? You trying to do what? We got kids, we got bills, we got what? You better figure out how to make it work.
He is honestly the most supportive person like in my whole entire life. And I was just like, it's go time. Like he was down for it. And I'm like, look, I have to do this. And I think that in order for anything else to happen after this, like this is what has to be done. And he was on board. I'm like, you believe in me, because I mean, I can do this, but I just need, you know, it's going to take some time, some really, really hard work, tears, blood, all of that is going to take that. But he, you know, is on board, and he's always been so supportive of everything. So yeah, I just talked with him, and I told my family later, like, I think I called my mom and was like, oh yeah, I'm leaving my job. And she was like, what, you leaving? But you know, I think the older generation, you know, it's what we do is like really hard to explain. I think she understands now, but it's like, sometimes it's like, oh, you're just sitting at home. Like, no. I'm not just sitting at home. I'm doing like so many things. Like creating content is a complete job. Like,
yeah. I think for our parents, because they're so caught up in traditional jobs, that what we do is very, very difficult to grasp. And you could be doing exactly what you did, but if there was a company that you could go into their office and do it, I think they would get it so much better. It's just you're doing it for you. So they're like, exactly, how do you make money? How do you make money? I kid you not, my father who passed, God rest his soul, I believe until the day he died, he thought I was probably making pornography, because the idea of making videos online and getting paid for it and having enough of an income to take my family out of Brooklyn and move into a home, he was like, so you do what exactly? I'm like, Daddy, I make YouTube videos and you get paid for this. What kind of videos you make? just hair. So our parents have a really tough time really grasping what this is. Now that you are your own business, there's a lot of work that goes into understanding what is important for your customer. And so being that you do social media, you handle accounts for people, you have to be on top of various trends. And I want to know, like, how do you stay in the know so that you are not speaking the conversation from like 5 years ago today?
I am subscribed to so many different emails and like so many different ways to get information, especially like the later blog. I think that they're one of the ones who really stay on top of all the social media changes. And so I really, you know, check things daily. Like when Instagram went down, because I'm on Instagram probably a lot during the day, just because I'm checking on my clients' accounts and checking on other things. So I do dedicate like a few hours out of the day. And so when Instagram went down, I just so happened to be posting something to Instagram for a client and we couldn't post. And I'm like, oh my God, this is just my phone. So then I went to Twitter. I get a lot of information from Twitter too. Twitter is a very good resource. If you want to know anything, first it's going to be on Twitter. Unfortunately, when Kobe Bryant died, I was on Twitter like the moment that TMZ posted it. And like, I seen it like within seconds that it happened. Like, mm-hmm. So Twitter is like a really it's a good place to get information, and it's probably going to be 98% true. So I went on Twitter. They said Instagram was down, WhatsApp and everything's down. So then I had to let my clients know, but I do stay in the know about what's going on. I follow a lot of other social media people too on like Instagram, because they're going to know about it too. And if they share it, it's new. So I'm going to share it too. I mean, we just keep each other informed. I think that's really cool that within what I do, there are other people who I trust and who are amazing. And we all, you know, share each other's information. But yeah, I'm subscribed to like every single email that there is. There's Social Media Today. I get a lot of information from there. They share a lot of really in-depth and analytical information about social media. I'm a very analytical person. And I look at my clients and my account from an analytical overview. A lot of people don't, but I don't want to post content that nobody cares about. So I'm always looking at my analytics, because I'm just going to recreate that. So yeah, that's where I get most of my social media and happenings of things going is from social media or email and websites.
Now, you all know I love reading. And you also know that when I say reading, I mean listening to books on Audible. I went ahead and asked Michelle if there were any books that she's currently reading, and she recommended two. She's currently reading The Big Leap, and she goes back to the book Atomic Habits very often, and this is why.
I really like to read self-help books. So Atomic Habits is another book that I constantly go back to. And that's just to keeping me on track with life, because like, I know me and you are super, super organized. And if I am not, it's just like, I don't know, I cannot thrive if I'm not organized. And also making sure I'm sticking to like my good habits, like my morning routine, making sure I'm taking time for me. So those are the books that are really helping me right now.
And both of the books that Michelle recommended are books I have not read, but have heard lots of great things about. I will be adding them to my Audible audiobook library. And if you want to listen to either of these books and you do not have an Audible subscription, join me in Audible. Use my link down below and get one of these books or any book for free. And this would be a good time for us to take a little bit of a break. So when we return from this short commercial break, I'm going to continue my interview with Michelle, where she'll be sharing with us some of the mistakes that she's made as an entrepreneur. We'll be right back. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and you're listening to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. Support for the Look on the Bright Side podcast comes from Jessie Monroe Nail Care. If you're a girly girl and you love taking care of yourself, you want to pamper yourself and make yourself feel beautiful, check out JessieMonroeNailCare.com. Jessie Monroe Nail Care is a woman-owned black business offering vegan nail polishes that all can wear. They offer so many colors to choose from, and they are all beautiful. Trust me, I personally have many of the Jessie Monroe Nail Care nail polishes in my collection. So let me help you out by giving you three of my favorite colors. First is Come Through, next is Polar Bear, and last is Keep It Mellow. Go and check out JessieMonroeNailCare.com and use code BRIGHTSIDE20 to save 20% on your entire order, excluding bundles. Hey loves, welcome back to the Look on the Bright Side podcast. I'm Janelle B. Stewart, and now we're going to go into those mistakes that she's made as an entrepreneur. Ooh, this was really good. Now, being an entrepreneur, there are definitely times where we don't do things exactly right and we have mistakes. So I would love for you to share, what is the biggest mistake you have made and how did you learn from it?
Oh, the biggest mistake that I made. So last year was a really tough year with the pandemic happening, so many things happening, like with so many clients. I just felt like at one point, like my company like grew really quick, and I tried to do everything myself, and I can't do everything myself. So the biggest lesson that I learned is like hiring a team is like the best thing that you can ever do. And let me just tell you, you may not be ready. You may not be ready to hire a team, and that is perfectly okay. It's going to be so super scary. You're going to be like, oh my God, are these people going to, you know, help me run my business? Like, you know, I would run it. Are they going to be good people? All these things go through your head. I'm going to say this. I prayed a specific prayer last year because I got very overwhelmed. I got so many, and these are good things that happen. I got so many influx of clients and people want to work with me, but I didn't have the capacity. My husband was still working his full-time job and it was just me. So I had to say, you know what? I can't do this all by myself. And I just said a prayer, God, can you just send me the people who are supposed to be, you know, they're supposed to help me, you know, in this business. And I ended up hiring one girl first as a social media manager to help with some client accounts. And oh my gosh, she was amazing. And then I interviewed a few more people and like, I really sat with myself and was like, okay, just help me decide on like, who are the rest of the people that I should hire at this time. And I'll say like, really, God came through for me because my team is amazing. Like they're all really an expert at social media, not just like, everybody's an expert on my team. Like not just, you know, entry level, everybody is like an expert copywriter, expert content creator, expert, you know, strategy, knowing about social media strategy. They know what's going on social media every day. They send me stuff, like they are in the know too. So it was really important for that. I want to be more efficient. And also if I want to make more money, I have to hire more people because I can't be slowed down managing 7-8 accounts by myself. That's like totally impossible. So I need to have a team to help me do that. And also a team to help with other things. Like in order for my podcast to continue to grow, I had to say.
Michelle hosts a podcast called Social Media Decoded, where she brings all the best tips to help creators and influencers understand social media better. Before I hit record for the podcast, Michelle and I were talking about her episodes. All of her podcast episodes are only 5 to 7 minutes. So you can learn her strategy and you can go apply it right away.
In order for my podcast to continue to grow, I had to say, well, Michelle, you have to hire a team to help because there's no way that I can reach out to people and do all these things and coordinate all these things and put it together. And it's just a lot, right? I don't have all the hours in the day. I want to spend my time on money generating activities, which is creating content, which is recording the episodes. It may not necessarily be reaching out to the people, but it's just getting those done because I can only do that. I can only record the videos and record the podcasts and things like that. So I just needed people that would help me so I would have more time to get more things done. So that has been one of the biggest lessons that I learned. And so far it's been really good.
I love that you made the decision to do this so your business could grow. There are a lot of small businesses that I see that are not willing to bring in help because they want to keep everything in-house and they use the excuse that they want to save money. But we want to be big. Like we want to grow. We want to have legacy. We want to have something that lives beyond us. So I'm really proud to hear you say like I had to get more people in order to grow this thing and take on more accounts. I think that that's very admirable. And I know that that is very hard. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, I feel like there's probably a couple hours every day, maybe every week for some people, where we want to break down and cry. I have this reel that I have that I recorded in my Instagram that's waiting for me to be used, where she's like, I'm going to go over there and cry a little bit. It's going to be like a 45-minuter.
Hey, I'm going to go cry for a little bit. It's probably going to be like a 30-45-minuter. And then I'm going to come back out here and get back at it. Okay?
I have that recorded and I'm waiting to... Yes, I'm waiting to use it because I'm like, it's the life of an entrepreneur. Like every day or every week at some point, you just want to throw in the towel. So how do you stay encouraged? Who encourages you or what do you do to keep you encouraged? How are you able to stay the long haul?
Ooh, I am so glad that you said that because that is the honest to God truth. It is really hard. And I have that real too, because I probably cry almost every week. The last 2 weeks have been really hard and it was Mercury retrograde. So I don't know if that has something to do with it, but it was like so much toxic stuff had to be shed and I had to make a lot of really hard decisions and I cried and you know, I just felt better after I cried, but sometimes you just got to cry and get it out. Cause it's like, why me? Why did this happen? I was like, I don't know how much more I can take, but my husband is the person that I cried. So I know sometimes he's like, girl, I'm so tired of you. I'm sure he's not, but he's here. He's the one who I counsel with everything. And I'm just happy to be able to have him here. He recently left his job this year to be full-time in our business. So it's just great to have him here. Yes, he did. He left. He was a school teacher, and we decided that it was just time for him to move on and to come and work full time in our agency. So yes.
I love it. So he has like a natural affinity for social media, or is he working in a capacity that best suits him?
Oh, he's a social media expert too. Like anything Twitter, he knows. TikTok, he knows. And you said, where I get my information from him too? He'll tell me, like when Reels came out, he was the one that told me that I should get on Reels. So he always knows everything that happens too. He's really in tune with all the news and the social media happenings and everything going on. So he always tells me first too. So yeah, he's the one that I counsel, and it's hard. I just have to really sometimes just sit back and say, okay, how can I solve this problem? Like, is it really my fault, or is it, you know, something that I could have prevented, or, you know, it's just so many different thoughts. But I just say, you know what, I'm going to learn from this, because there's no way that we're not going to make mistakes, right? So I'm just like, you know, there has to be a lesson in something, and whatever the lesson is, I definitely learned it. Most of the lessons that I learned are that I should really listen to my intuition first. All money is not good money. That is lessons that I have been learning. So I will move forward now from the everyday crying to understand that, Michelle, you probably should just listen to your intuition first. And if your intuition is telling you like, no, nah, this is not, you shouldn't do this, or you shouldn't be involved in this, or this is probably not the right opportunity for you, just listen to that more. And that's what this season that I have been in now is like, really listening to myself more. So
that is great. So you have your husband to be your support system, which is beautiful. I can totally relate. Do you have any like groups or people that may serve as an accountability partner, or people that you can talk business with on a regular basis? Or maybe you do a Zoom call, or you have like a, you know, I know COVID's around, so we might not be meeting, but do you have anything set up like that?
No, I do. I am in a mastermind with some other business owners, some women, and we're actually going to Arizona in February. So that's going to be fun. So we meet once a month. It's been really cool. I've been doing that for a few months. I do have friends where we talk. I have another friend. She owns a social media agency, and we talk probably every month, have a FaceTime just to chat about business and like what's going right and how we can, you know, help each other, what tools we have that we can share. And I do make it a point to meet with like my other business owner friends. We have quick chats and check-in. So yeah, I do have other, you know, other resources and other people that I chat with. This mastermind is new, so I'm really excited to see like where it takes me, because a lot of the women that are in the mastermind have like been in business for like 17 years and sold businesses. I'm just like, you know, this is my first year in business. And so it's really cool to be around that energy, because it's like, that's the trajectory that, you know, my business is going. So it's like, at first I'm like nervous, but it's like, oh no, girl, this is where you're supposed to be. So it's just exciting. And I'm just, yeah, excited to see where that goes.
I want to talk a little bit about the best piece of advice that you've got about running your own business authentically. Anything you can share with the listeners so that they can continue to be inspired and encouraged, but never waver on authenticity.
Yes, I think the best advice that I have is just to do your business how you want to do it. I think that we see all these other people, and everybody may have a different system, but realistically, you have to do what works best for you. And if that means turning down clients because they don't understand your process, then that means turning down clients because they're not fit for your process. Everybody is not fit to work with you, and that's perfectly okay. You just have to understand, like, you can run your business how you want to do it. That's something that I had to learn, something I'm still learning every single day. It's just like, it's your business. So that's the one piece of advice I have.
Awesome. And so before we go today, what is your biggest win?
My biggest win is in our second year in business, my company has made over 6 figures. And I've never, ever, ever, ever even done anything like this. And I've never even said that like publicly. Like I kind of say it sometimes in captions, but I don't know if people read, but sometimes it's just so scary to even say that. But it's crazy because this is all started with nothing. And I cannot believe that we accomplished this goal.
I wish I had people here to be like, do you guys have any questions for Michelle? but there's no one else but me. Any final words you want to share?
Final words, consistency is key. Do not give up. It is going to probably take you 10 years to get to where you want to be, you just got to keep going. Like, don't look at everybody else on social media, because you'll be crying every day. You have to really just stay in your lane and stay consistent.
Wasn't that good, loves? Wow. I hope you enjoyed this interview, and I hope you enjoyed some of the new things that I did with the interview, such as interjecting and kind of summarizing or previewing what was going to be said coming up next. I hope you enjoyed some of the things I did with sound effects and music, and overall, I'm doing my best to bring you better conversations and enhance my production skills. And this is made possible by those of you who are supporting me on Patreon. Now, if you want to see the full interview of Michelle and I, if you want to see what we talked about before I hit record for the podcast, if you want to see all of the little things that I took out of the final recording of this podcast, because there was a lot of things I took out, right? If you want to see everything we talked about at the end of the podcast, which honestly, y'all, it was meaty and it was juicy. We were having a real heart-to-heart girls moment, talking about breaks and burnout and just how stressful things can be and what we do to take care of ourselves. If you want to see all of that in video form, a full-on video podcast, join me on Patreon. In order to get the video podcast, you do have to sign up as a friend, which is at least a $10 a month pledge, and you'll get to see all of the juicy bits that were not included in this episode. And special shout out to my patrons, Bella Jones, Taheen Stewart, Sasha Price Roberts, Jennifer Arnice, Shola, Yawande, Carrie Ann Jean, Kalina of Jesse Monroe Nail Care, Leona Adjavan, Michelle Allen of Keep Moving Michelle on Instagram, Amon Dennis, Katina Morrison, Ebony Deborah, Latrina Crofton, Michael Artis, Nadine Olia, TT, Serelia Bragg, Kim R, Leslie Ann Polk, Michaela Conti, Ninja Gibson, Renee Daniel Flagler, S. John Baptiste, Rhonda Alston, and Sonadad Khanna. Your support means the world to me. Thank you for your continued support as a patron. Now, I know you guys are going to have a lot to say about this discussion, and I just cannot wait to hear what you say. I'm looking forward to reading your tweets and Instagram posts and IG stories. Be sure to tag me. I'm at Janelle B. Stewart everywhere. If you love this podcast, here's three simple ways you can support it. Leave me a review. It's free, and your reviews help to improve my podcast ranking on Apple Podcasts. Next, share this podcast with others. Also free and easy to do with the click of a button on your mobile phone. And lastly, become a patron and support this podcast so that it can continue to grow and help others live more abundantly. With that, I hope you all have a great week. And as always, I love you for listening. Bye.